one 1-800-449-8606. The Columbine training film, the Columbine training videos, the only people that have seen these are cops or the people that bought them. But we've had a lot of people with opinions about this so-called Columbine videotape, which was controversial because it was made available to the general public. It was, after all, a tape made by or put together by police, for police, as a training video to let you know what to do in a situation like that. But we never really got an opinion on the tape from a cop. But we did get some phone calls. We got a call from Jay Stanos, who's with a group called the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, these guys, you're not in a, and by the way, congratulations on your promotion. Is it General Stanos?
That's correct, Bill. Thank you very much. Received that field promotion a few days ago. I'm very, very excited about that.
You are in charge of the Southern California portion of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police?
That is correct, Bill. I do oversee probably 7 or 8 substations here in the Southern California area. We're in contact with a group of other auxiliary police forces, police agencies, etc., across the country.
California Citizens Auxiliary Police, you're not officially cops, right?
We are citizens who have banded together to be an auxiliary force for the police and to exercise our constitutional right to citizens' arrest. That's correct.
Can you tell me about the Columbine training video from the standpoint of, do you consider yourself a law enforcement officer?
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, then can you...
I've seen the Columbine training videos, and I'll tell you that, these training videos, I think, reveal some weaknesses on the part of the Colorado Police Authority.
Such as?
Well, I think in films, I've talked with Cy Dubert, who is a colonel in the Colorado People's Patrol. We're in direct contact with Colorado People's Patrol.
The Colorado People's Patrol, is that the same as it's an auxiliary?
Yeah, it's true. It's an auxiliary police force like the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. The Colonel Stuber...
And he's a colonel?
Colonel Cy Stuber, right. Colonel Stuber and I agree. There were some horrible mistakes made at Columbine by the police. We looked at these, we recognized them, and we think that these things should have been corrected. We don't think they're as aggressive enough stance taken by the police at Columbine.
Well, in your press release, you say... First of all, they should not have waited 3 hours, correct?
They should not have waited 3 hours after the last shot was fired before they moved in. We all realized that they had to get in right away. And, you're talking about saving lives. And if you're going to stand around, and I don't want to second guess the officers that were there, I realize that you've got a job to do. If you're going to stand around there with your thumb in your ear or what you're going to put in your butt or whatever you want to do, you got to get statewide.
Well, what about the kids that are in there? I mean, that was the first thing that the police said, that they couldn't go in there quickly because there are kids that were alive in there, right?
Well, you take your chances. You go in with the guns drawn. You terminate with extreme prejudice. In my business, you terminate with extreme prejudice. That's what we call it. And that means you go in with your guns drawn. You start terminating. You take a look and you go to the library. That's where the most likely spot is where these guys are going to be.
Why the library?
Why the library? That's where, really, most kids who are full of angst, most kids who are full of anger, most kids are alien, they hang out in the library. As you go directly to the library, you get your gun out, and the show's over. And that's basically what you tell the guy. Go into the library, you see these kids standing there, the show's over. Drop the weapon, or I will terminate with extreme prejudice. Now, these are the things that we learn as police officers. And these are things these kids ought to know as well, because when you pick up a gun, you're playing for keeps. And the show's going to be over unless you do what I tell you to do. So I would have not waited 3 hours to answer your question. Colonel Stupert of the Colorado People's Patrol also said the same thing. We would have gone in, guns drawn. You want to get in my way? That's your decision. I'll drop you.
We're talking with General Jay Stanos of the California Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome, and congratulations again on your promotion. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Okay, so I would ask you what you would have done differently.
Well, first thing you can do, Phil, what I would have done, if you had gone in there, you can disguise yourself as a student, and then you terminate with extreme prejudice. As disguised as a student, you can stand there in the hallway. One of the kids comes down the hallway, you can pretend like you're unlocking your locker, you've got an apple or whatever, it's maybe lunch break. You wheel around, you terminate. See, these guys wouldn't expect you to be in there disguised as a student.
And so you would disguise your officers as students and infiltrate?
We could infiltrate the area. and then you could stand there as these gunmen are coming down the hallway, or wherever they were in the cafeteria or the library. They're coming down the hallway in the cafeteria or library. They got the guns out. You wheel around. It's very important when you're in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we're in Colorado, People's Patrol. You have to understand when you wheel around, that means you're wheeling around on the balls of your feet. You wheel around. You have your gun out. You tell them to drop their weapon or you will terminate. The other thing you can do is hide in the air conditioning duct. You can jump out of the air conditioning duct and jump on top of them and force them to drop their weapons. In a hostage situation, you can keep them away from blasting in groups like Marilyn Manson or Metallica on loudspeakers. That keeps them away. Or you can get them tired by giving them snack food. They can eat a lot of fruit rolls and Oreos, Corn Nuts, Doritos, Mountain Dew. I think you get the general idea. What we're trying to do is do some things that are creative.
All right, you were saying that you would, some of the stuff, not being a police officer, sounds a little fanciful. You would disguise yourself as a student and pretend like you're opening your locker.
In other words, though, what you're trying to do is you're trying to blend in. So that when you have these nuts, and these guys are some real goofballs, these turkeys. I'll tell you something, I've been on the front line of law enforcement for a long time. I've never seen turkeys like these. These turkeys are coming down the hallway. They got the guns drawn, correct?
Correct.
They think you're a student, and you're fumbling with a locker. You got an apple in your mouth. You got books under your arm. As soon as you know that you got the drop on them, then you wheel around and turn it with extreme prejudice.
Right, so it's not like an undercover thing.
Like an undercover thing, exactly. The officers jeopardize these kids. And I'll tell you, in the California Citizens Auxiliary Police Handbook, as well as the emergency procedures outlined by the Colorado People's Patrol, if you have armed suspects shooting and wounding citizens, you get in and get out. You start shooting, and the law of averages, like chemotherapy, sometimes you kill some of the good cells with the bad cells, but you got to get in there, you got to start shooting, you got to start taking care of business. Otherwise, look, we all would like to have the luxury of being able to pick our targets, so we can't always do that. In a situation like that, kids are going to die. Better than you die at the hands of someone trying to help someone else who's trying to hurt them. And
I mean, as a police officer, though, I thought the very first thing you have to do is save lives.
That's what I say, and that's what I've been saying for a long time. We're trying to save lives. But we got to get in, get out. And we've got to get in there as quickly as we possibly can. Guns drawn. And I'll tell you something right now. I would have saved a lot of lives. I would have saved lives in that situation.
Well, I don't know how many kids were killed in the Columbine massacre. Something like 13?
That is correct.
And you're saying you could have saved their lives?
We could. There were 12 kids and one teacher. Yes. I would have saved their lives because, as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, no, we're not technically police officers, but we do get in there and get out very quickly. We can disguise ourselves, utilize tactics like crawling through air conditioning ducts, clinging on a rope tied to maybe a lamp or something, and take out two suspects that way. One of the things that I think the police could have tried and did not try was driving a car up through the doors, smashing through the glass doors of the school and jumping out and firing. That's something you can do. They didn't do that. Some of the other things you can do as they were trying to make their escape, leap onto the hood of the car, hold onto the hood of the car as they're trying to escape and fire through the windshield. That works really good. And the other thing you can do too, Phil, is you can jump on the roof of the car and as they're firing up through the roof of the car, roll around and avoid the shot. So there's a lot of things these officers could have done. They didn't do it. I am very, very disappointed in the Colorado law enforcement. And after speaking to Colonel Schubert, and he's a full colonel in the Colorado People's Patrol, he agrees with me, they blew it. They blew it big time, Phil.
God, some of that stuff is flat-out dangerous. I mean, it just sounds flat-out dangerous. We're speaking with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on what they would have done in the event that they had been called to Columbine to try to figure out just what was going on at that school. And among the things that he's talking about, disguising himself as a student, walking in there, and then when he saw the gunman coming down the hallway, terminating with extreme prejudice, driving a car up through the glass doors of the school and then start blasting, going directly to the library by way of the air conditioning ducts and that way getting the drop on them, and other very unorthodox and yet apparently procedures he's comfortable with, being a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He's also in touch with something called the Colorado People's Patrol. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. And this is Phil Henry interviewing General Jay Santos for the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. We'll be right back. With Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police about what he would have done and his agency. And when you say you and your agency, the Citizens Auxiliary Police or the Colorado People's Patrol or the Texas Auxiliary Rangers, you're just saying these are organizations of volunteer citizens police people, how they would have done things differently at Columbine, right? Jay, are you there?
Yeah, right here, Phil. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. It's every police officer's different opinion, but how things would have been done differently by me, right? I mean, I would have definitely have done things differently, and that process probably would have saved some lives.
You believe so?
Absolutely.
Here is the chief one on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'd like to know how he would do something differently. Would he have been called there before the SWAT team?
Well,
better qualified than the SWAT team?
No, I don't think I'm better qualified. I think I would have acted more quickly. I think I would have taken the situation into consideration and made a more direct decision. We would have gone in.
Well, you would have made a direct decision by crawling through an air duct and swinging from ropes tied to chandeliers?
I'm saying that there's some things you can do, mister.
Those are things we've seen in movies. Those aren't things that work, and there's a reason they don't work.
Well, are you a police officer?
What? No, but I shot with police officers for a long time, and I've run indoor ranges, but I'm familiar with the tactics.
Well, I'm taking a little target practice to start on things the same thing.
Being
on the front line of law enforcement.
Yes, and are you a law enforcement officer?
I'm with Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm a full
general. Are you a certified law enforcement officer?
I'm a full general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah, but you're not, you have to tell Joan, you are not a certified. I know that you got promoted to general, but you're not a certified officer. Is that correct?
No, sir. I'm not. I do not carry a badge with the state of California.
Do you have a concealed weapons license?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a concealed weapons license?
I have a license to carry a weapon. Yes, I do.
Okay. Is that a security license?
Well, if we're going to play 20 questions.
Oh, you know, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to do that either.
What are we talking about here?
That's a legitimate question. What was your question, sir?
I'm here to save lives. I'm here to save lives. What would you have done?
Look at the logistics here involved. Is that these two individuals in Columbine, one was armed with a carbine rifle capable of shooting two inch groups at 100 yards. And the first responding officer, the school officer, was armed with a pistol. He was outgunned and was pinned down.
Not if he would have gotten in there in disguise. Not if he would have gotten in there undercover and disguised one of the students.
That's not
and
his terminate, job.
And terminated with extreme prejudice.
Well, let's be realistic. I mean, in the school of 2000, everyone's going to know who this guy is.
You don't think you could have made your way to the library using air conditioning ducts? I don't need to carry a gun. I've got pepper spray. I got a PR-28.
And you're going to take out two guys, one with a carbine rifle and the other one with a shotgun.
If I get the drop on him from an air conditioning duct, yes, sir, I can't. Yes, sir. Well, sir, you may think it's funny, but that is...
You're going to crawl through an air conditioning duct and jump out of it onto these guys.
Yes, with pepper spray against a guy with a carbine rifle.
We are talking about a couple of kids. We're talking about a couple of 16-year-old kids.
Hey, a 16-year-old kid, some of them are 6'5" and weigh over 200 pounds, okay?
And some of them got extensive criminal records also.
Well, I could handle the situation one-on-one. You're right about the officers out there, but one-on-one, I could take out these guys.
I think it's different. You put yourself one-on-one against a guy with a rifle and you with your pepper spray, or even you with a gun,
even if I'm coming out of an air conditioning duct.
You know what? You can't just crawl through an air conditioning duct. I mean, how are you going to find an air conditioning duct? Do you have the blueprints for the school?
That's what you do. You get the blueprints.
And you're going to do this in 5 minutes before the rest of the cops and the SWAT team arrive.
If I know where the school library is, yes, sir, I would.
Well, all right, sir, thank you very much for your call. Woodland Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Woodland Hills, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I would like to know, you said you're doing with the Citizens Auxiliary Police?
I've just been promoted to Brigadier General, yes, ma'am.
Why aren't you in the regular police force, say the Los Angeles Police Department?
Well, we feel that we can assist the police. I tried to get in the Los Angeles Police Department. That was a while back. They, you know, they've loosened up the requirements since then.
Did you try to become a police officer?
Yes, I did.
But you didn't make the requirements, did you?
They were very strict. There was a psych test, a couple of other things.
And you probably didn't pass that psych test, did you?
Because I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Well, my belief is that you claim that you're going to go into the school undercover. How you're going to accomplish this is highly unlikely.
Dressed as one of the students, dressed in a Pendleton T-shirt with a backpack and
okay.
a baseball
and
cap on backwards.
How old are you, sir?
I'm 38 years old.
So
and you're
wear...
going to be disguising yourself as a student at 38 years
yes,
old?
Yes, I can with a turnaround baseball cap and some of the baggy gear the kids wear.
Okay,
with all the commotion, how they knock out notes, you know, that I'm not a student.
With all the commotion, now
you
I don't
know. You flunked a psych test trying to get into the LAPD, right?
That's correct. I did not pass the psych test, and I guess you're going to make that like I'm crazy. Is that it?
No, I just thought I wanted to know why you didn't make the LAPD.
Well, that's why.
And you're going to be disguised as a student, and when they come around the corner, you're going to wheel around.
You do a standard wheelabout or a drag step. You see them, and you terminate with extreme prejudice. And
when you say terminate, you mean fire the gun and kill the guy.
That's correct. We have a lieutenant here on our force, by the way. His nickname is MacGyver. And the reason why we call him MacGyver, he can kill a deer with a pocket knife and a ball of string. Now, I could bring him in with me to the school, and we'd get the job done. That's how you get the job done.
And you believe
okay.
that was the only solution was killing these children?
Killing the two guys that are shooting them, I believe that's the solution. Then they wouldn't have killed these other kids. See, you got to save lives, man. And if you can swing on a rope that's attached to a light or crawl through an air conditioning duct, you can smash through a window that way or drive your car into the library, you stand a chance of saving these kids' lives. But nobody drove a car into the library, did they? Did they?
No, they did not. Those
okay,
driving
that's
car
the reason why the kids died. If someone would have had the presence of mind to drive a car into the library, those kids would have lived.
Now,
but no, they didn't do that, did they?
You don't think that the shooters would have seen
selfish.
The police?
They're selfish.
Or
they're
whoever
stupid.
Driving this car into the library and started shooting children while the car was on the way in?
I don't think, you know, how much time are you going to have to shoot a kid while the car is driving into your library? I don't think you got much time.
Well, being that such a...
Did you see any cops going through the air conditioning ducts? No. Did you see any of them swinging on ropes? No. Did you see any of them running barefoot through broken glass? No. Why is that? They blew it. Colorado cops blew it.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. I'm going to take a break here. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Oh, we don't have to take a break at all. Sorry. Are we early? All right, let's go to Los Angeles. Hi, Los Angeles. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Basically, my comment is to this man, I don't know what his training or experience is, but... For him to come out and second-guess the Colorado Police Department, and he wasn't even there, it's totally disrespectful on his part.
Well, I don't mean to disrespect him. I don't mean to disrespect him. I realize they're up against it, all right? I'm saying,
I mean,
hindsight being 2020, this is what you do.
Well, basically, I mean, you're coming up with these ideas that are going to totally jeopardize the safety of the citizens as well as your officers under your command, which is these tactics that you're talking about are totally unorthodox and not used by any Metropolitan Police Department in any state.
Well, wait a second. I mean, are you a cop?
Yes, sir.
You
I've
are
been for 10 years.
10 years where?
And
I mean, you tell me that you couldn't save lives had you driven a patrol car up into the hallway, up the steps.
You could also jeopardize the lives of the children that are alive in that school by driving cars through windows and crawling through air conditioning ducts. So you're talking about the stuff that's on the movie. And basically, I'd like to know what your training and experience is and what you've handled in your career.
Well, I was a member of the, I worked security detail for Johnson Beverage Company in Portland, Oregon for 3 years. I do have an Explorer Scout, I mean, not the Explorer Scout, excuse me, Sierra Club search and rescue.
Okay, well, I think that you need to make a point is that you're not a
search and rescue. Wait a minute, search and rescue. And security.
Mr. Rennie, I know what you're going to say.
And you flunked the psych test for the LAPD, isn't that right?
I know what you're going to say, okay? I'm talking about saving lives. You guys want to sit here and chit-chat?
Well, all I'm telling you, sir, is you need to make a point that you are not a law enforcement officer. You have not received any formal training or experience.
Right. All right.
You're up there talking like you're a police officer, saying that, you know, those are tactics that we use as police officers.
All right.
You need to calm down right now, okay?
I'm just asking you questions about...
They're questions, Mr. Henry, that I don't think you know anything about, okay? We're talking about law enforcement questions. You're questioning my sanity. You're questioning my professionalism. And
I have a right to question that. You said that you were... By the way, we're back live on the air. It's the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, who is a brigadier general with the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to ask you, sir...
Right there. See, there's a rudeness, I think, that's coming across in the way you're talking.
Why? How am I being rude?
You know as well as I do that I have been recently promoted as a brigadier general in the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yes.
And you did not say congratulations. You did not...
I said congratulations on your promotion to brigadier general at the beginning of the hour.
Yes, sir. But when you brought it up again, you think maybe you said congratulations, General Santos.
Congratulations, General Santos. Can I ask my question?
Go ahead.
Do you think it's the safest thing in the world jumping onto the roof of an escaping suspect's car while he fires up to the roof and you roll around?
I think that when you're saving lives, which is what the California Citizens Auxiliary Police and the Colorado People's Patrol is all about, I think it's the only thing you can do.
Okay, I mean, I asked my question.
You did. You asked a question. I don't think it's the best question.
Well, sir, I do the best I can. 1-800-449-8686. Carlsbad on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I would like to give this gentleman a little message. I wish I could run into him because the things that he's bringing, the impression that he's bringing to normal citizens about normal police work is just so absurd that I, to be honest with you, I'm fuming right now. He has absolutely...
Well, sir, I'm trying to save lives.
Wait.
Yeah.
You've been talking for an hour. Let somebody else talk for a minute, okay?
Yeah, you know what you're talking
just
about.
Just listen a little bit. Just listen.
If you know what you're talking
about. I've been a police officer, was for 8 years. I retired because I was shot. And the problem is, in all the 8 years that I had been through, all the training I went through, not one single time did anyone ever tell us that we have to go with quote-unquote extreme prejudice and do the stupid thing that you're suggesting people to do. Can you imagine nowadays that we as police officers go inside of a building and shoot one child accidentally because of the way that you're saying we should do it? Can you imagine what would happen? Where in the hell are you coming from?
In chemotherapy, you kill the good cells along with the bad cells.
This is not chemotherapy. Right. This is human beings, children.
I understand that, sir.
You have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. None.
You minimize that happening.
This is not military, friend.
I understand
that. These are civilian children.
Let me explain myself. You minimize that happening.
How can you explain something that you have no concept of?
You minimize that happening.
Maybe you are a military person. Maybe when you're in Vietnam, you can do that. These are your neighbors, your citizens. You cannot walk in with the
children. I'd like to respond, gentlemen.
Go ahead.
In the cafeteria, they have carts that they put food on. You can walk behind that cart using it as a combat
vehicle. Have you ever been a policeman?
I believe I had applied to the LAPD.
Right, and they probably dropped your butt because of the mentality that you have. In the name of heaven, how are you going
to... He flunked the psych test.
Yeah, I believe it.
You have to bring that up again,
don't you?
You
know what, Phil?
You have to bring that up again.
I have incredible respect for you, but when you put people like this idiot on the radio, it demeans the show.
I'm sorry.
I'll tell you why I say this, because there are a lot of citizens out there that don't know about police work, and when they hear this kind of talk, they absolutely start believing it, and they don't understand what normal police officers have to go through.
I would have been a fantastic police officer.
Yeah, you know, friend, really, you live in La La Land, and I am really sorry that the time is given to you. Thank you very much. I listen to your show, but not with this idiot on the radio.
I terminate with extreme prejudice, sir.
Okay, you terminate with extreme prejudice.
Yes, sir.
Yes, General.
I am a general, and I was, you don't have to be a smartass about it, Phil.
No, you're a general, and I want to give you the respect of being a brigadier general in the California Citizens Auxiliary Police. And you were talking with Colonel Cy Schubert of the Colorado People's Patrol, is that right?
So now you're going to be sarcastic.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, you were talking with the colonel about that. And what do you mean you can get one of those metal carts from the cafeteria and use it as a combat vehicle walking behind it?
You use that as a moving combat barricade against bullets. That's all I'm saying.
So kind of wheel it in front of you as the guy's taking shots at you.
That is one of the... Phil, all I'm trying to do is save lives. And I'm trying to come up with some answers here.
It just sounds like something out of MacGyver. Here is Waterford on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Sir, I really need to talk to you. I respect you very much for what you're doing with the your organization, but you need to know I'm the mother of two teenage children. If we truly want the killing to stop in the country, we've got to stop talking about killing children. We've got to stop doing it.
What did you want to do with that dumb Klebold guy? That dumb
Klebold. That's where your focus should be, sir.
That Klebold guy needed to be shot, and I would have gone in there and shot him. I'm sorry. I know you disagree. I know maybe you think the guy should have been given a medal, but I think the guy should have been shot.
I don't understand why.
Well, I agree with him. Ma'am, I think you're probably missing what we're talking about, but thanks for calling. Here is Pembroke Pines on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for getting rid of that broad. It's crazy.
Yeah. Pembroke Pines, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know I've been a police officer for 25 years. In the police.
All right. I'm a brigadier general, sir, auxiliary police. How do you do?
You know, what you are is a wannabe police officer, and, you know, we're used to you in our profession.
What are you talking about?
People who can't become real police officers tend to go into security or other areas where they can build their ego, but quite frankly, if you could have been a cop, you'd be one by now.
Well, I mean, I have another job. I work for I've got an electrical business. What are you talking about? Are you disrespecting me?
Oh, absolutely, I'm disrespecting you.
Well, so you're telling me that you agree with what those Colorado guys did? When you could have gone in swinging from a lamp.
Yeah, by a rope, and you could have crawled through the arcade. Let me ask you, sir, you're a police officer, right?
Not only am I a police officer 25 years, but
yes.
I'm a hostage negotiator as well.
All right. Have you ever had to jump onto the roof of a car as it sped away?
Of course not. That would be insanity.
Have you ever crawled through the air conditioning ducts of a building to get to terrorists?
No, I have not.
Have you ever swung on a rope, smashing through a window?
I wouldn't be talking to you right now if I didn't think of things like that.
Have you ever outrun automatic weapons fire?
I'd rather not try, actually.
So,
this guy's not being realistic.
Come on, Jane. You just heard a real cop say he's never done any of those things.
What your guest doesn't understand, sir, is that we didn't
know. What about the guy?
Phil, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
So what we didn't know is, of course, whether or not they had explosives or not. They could have simply had explosives against the wall of the building where this moron is suggesting that someone drive a car through and kill everyone in the library.
What about dressing up like one of the students and pretending like you're getting an apple out of your locker?
You've got to be kidding me.
No. Have you ever heard of undercover? You're a cop and you've never heard of undercover. Boy, do
been
I feel
undercover.
Sorry. I feel sorry for you.
Been there, done that. And I've been there and done that in a city that is not the easiest to work in.
All right, you've never dressed up as a student.
No, sir, I never
dressed up as a student and pretending like you're getting an apple out of your locker so that when the gunmen come down, what do?
I told you, wheel around and terminate with extreme prejudice.
I suppose you throw and kill him with the apple.
You kill him with a gun, hello, that you got in your knapsack.
So, you know, I really appreciate the entertainment
okay,
that this guy's providing.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, he obviously doesn't know what he's
okay,
talking about.
Okay, you know, you want to laugh at me, goodbye.
Well, there he goes.
Have a good night, Phil.
Thank you, sir. Did he hang up? He hung up. So, for all the world, the guy hung up. And why? Because, I can handle anybody. Concerned citizens, I'm glad that we have them. But when a guy calls himself a brigadier general in the California State, did he call back? General Santos, by hanging up on me, okay?
I didn't mean to hang up, but I was not going to take the abuse of that guy in the water, okay? I'm sorry I hung up, but I was not going to listen to wannabe cop. And
he wasn't a wannabe cop. He was my only PD, and he was talking to you about what he was talking to you about, okay? Which was there are things that he disagrees with you about in handling situations.
I'm about saving lives, Phil. That's all I'm about. Saving some lives and not doing anything other than saving lives. General Santos.
General Santos, understand that I don't disrespect your desire to do well, but I question your motives. Here's Vancouver, Washington on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Mr. Hart.
Hi there. I don't believe this gentleman has gone in and done the things he's done and has shot somebody with extreme prejudice. My belief is he's sort of dreamed this all up.
What do you mean, a dream? Yeah, well, do I have practical experience in a high combat situation? Yes, I do. Do I have practical experience in this particular situation, the Columbine situation? No, I do not.
Okay,
I did work
explain the last time you were
I worked in
situation.
I was in security. I was in security at the Johnson Beverage in Portland, Oregon.
Okay, did you ever have to shoot anybody?
The perimeter had been compromised, yes, sir.
You shot somebody?
I discharged my weapon.
With extreme prejudice?
I don't know whether I hit anybody or not.
Was there something?
You fired what?
I fired into the dark. Now, a week later...
You could have killed somebody by accident.
Well, you're bringing up something that's pretty painful right now.
What happened?
Well, the next morning they found the company controller dead. And apparently he'd come to work early.
You had shot and killed by firing into the dark a man who was on his way to work early.
Mr. Henry, I was trying to save lives.
Whose life was in danger?
Yeah, whose life was being saved?
Mine. I mean, I was afraid. God damn it.
Okay, well, I've got...
Are you there, Mr. Santa? I mean,
General Santos.
General Santos, are you there?
No, I don't want to talk to you.
All right, sir, thank you for your call in Vancouver. And, General, we are going to take a break, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
You shot the company controller, huh?
Yes, okay.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You hang up on the show.
I didn't mean to hang up, Phil, but I there is a contractual obligation.
You did mean to hang up. You hung up on me, and you're telling me that you got to walk it off. You shot the controller of your company while you were working as a security guard for the Johnson Beverage Company, and now you think you're qualified to be the Brigadier General of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Your humiliation is not going to stop me from getting a contractually committed piece of programming out of you. You know that you're contractually committed to it, and I demand it.
All right, here you go. Jesus.
Shut up.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization springs into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police.
These are the stories of the men with training, skill, and courage
Beautiful.
Have enforced and preserved our state law.
I'm erect.
Okay, that's great, man. I'm glad to hear it.
I feel better now.
Great, because the rest of us feel like crap for having met your acquaintance. Get out of here.
And something, Phil. In a lot of ways, people that...
Okay, so that was General Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Splashback time.
Okay, here's Hollywood. Hello, you're on. I'm Dave Oliver filling in on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Oh, my God, Phil, you got to get this guy off the air. He's so horrible. He talked about some stupid El Camino with, like, Mambo number 5 on the back. I cannot believe and big butts and stuff like that. He's a pig.
I'm a pig. I love Cuban and Puerto Rican women, too.
But they don't love you. What are you?
How do you know? I would like to meet Maris Lesias Gonzalez.
You sound like a stalker. I don't think she would ever want to meet somebody like you. That's why we don't like Latin men, because they talk like this. They talk about big butts. And they're so chauvinistic, and that's why we date American men.
No, you don't date no American man because they got little tiny ones, okay?
Oh, but you know what? They know how to treat a woman.
Yeah.
You're okay,
you know what? I'm not saying nothing bad. I'm saying that you got a big butt. I appreciate that. American men, they don't like chicks with big ass. They go for them 12-year-old boy style butts, you know?
You talk this whole hour about Mary Alicia's and how you want to meet her. This whole hour.
I would love to meet her and give her a ride in my El Camino.
Oh, El Caminos are stupid. I can't even believe that you're talking about that like it sounds like BMW or something.
Hey, wait a second. And God forgive her for what she has said. I have a 1971 midnight blue El Camino, and you're telling me it's stupid?
I would never drive in your stupid El Camino.
You should ask God to forgive you.
You thought the salt, what is it, lowered too?
What?
Is it lowered down to the ground too?
Naturally.
Oh, that's so ugly and big old fat wheels, huh?
Yeah, it's legal, it's street legal.
Do you got like the blue horns on the front, on the hood?
I got Taylor, she's lovely, and Mambo number 5 on the rear window.
You are so ridiculous. You need to go to one of those ranchero bars and pick up some slut, because there's no way you're going to get a lady like Mary Lysias.
How do you know about her? You don't even know Mary Lysias. I know her. In my heart, I know her. In my dreams, I have seen her in my dreams. I've seen her.
She's like a stalker. She better get a restraining order against
her. Yeah. But because I'm a man who is not going to laugh at her when she cries, I will feel her pain like you probably laughed at her when you see her cry.
So?
Okay, I feel her pain, okay?
I don't want to date her. You do. You sound like a pig. You are disgusting, and you put such a shame on the Latin men of this world.
You know what, Alex? I can see her big rear end lowering itself down. What?
I can't believe.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with you? I can't believe you're on the radio letting children listen to this crap.
No, I am talking about love.
Crazy.
Children should know of love. They should know about love. And
you don't love there. You don't love her.
Yes,
you're
I do love
psycho.
Her. What? I'm psycho?
You're loco de la cabeza. You're crazy.
I love her. I love her big ass. I will take both of them to my El Camino, and we'll drive to L.A.
And what you gonna do in L.A.? What you gonna do in L.A. with a stupid ass El Camino?
I'm gonna lay down one fine hot Sunday afternoon and watch her lower her big butt down to the face area. Don't you be dissing my ride either, okay?
You're disgusting. Midnight blue, my ass.
Yeah, don't be dissing my ride. What do you drive around?
Ass ride. Nobody's gonna get in that car.
What'd you come up from Mexico in?
I'm not from Mexico.
Hey, baby, my ride is suave.
I am from Cuba, you asshole. I can't believe that you're talking this way about people.
She's not a pain in the ass, and I have a son that she could take care of, too. My kid's a pain in the ass. Okay?
Don't you live with a girl?
I do. I live with my girlfriend.
See what I mean? You're talking that you want this other woman, and you got a six-month-old baby. I heard you earlier.
What about it?
And you're stoned. You're disgusting. Are you even married to this woman? And you just have babies all over the place. What? Are you on welfare?
Not yet.
You're on welfare, aren't you, you pig?
I'm not on welfare. I got my own auto detailing business, bitch.
Do you auto detail that midnight blue El Camino?
What?
Don't
diss my ride, bitch. I tell you right now, do not diss my ride.
If I see that car with the Mambo number 5, I'm going to scratch it.
Hey, baby, you don't know what it's like to be high on a good bud, do you?
I don't do drugs. I never done drugs.
That's what it loosened your ass up, too. It's still heavy at 40 ounces.
Phil, I can't believe you're letting this guy drink. That is so disgusting.
That's the chronic stuff, man. I've been smoking all the time.
I got to get him out of here. Thank you very much, sir. There goes a plant back from yesterday. Go to a ranchero bar and pick up a slut. I mean, the very nature of a ranchero bar, are there sluts there? It sounds very cultural. It sounds very Mexican. It's like somewhere where a Mexican family would go, a ranchero bar. You know what? I think I live next to one out in P.O. Anyway, Phil Henry Show here on number 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Henry. Thank you.